Salutations, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once again, or perhaps welcome for the very first time. So this is about Anas Sarwar, who is the leader of the Labour Party in North Britain. But Reform UK has attacked him, saying that he is blatantly racist. Now, is Mr. Sarwar racist? I know that Labour is generally a racist party. It's pushed racist discrimination. So it's absolutely flagrant. There's a lot of racist Labour scum. Labour's also a sexist party. Labour's a paedophobic party, is guiltier than any other party of the war on children, of the mass murder of little girls and boys. And they're the ones who have the nerve to talk about violent extremists being a danger. They are the biggest proponents of violent extremism, of genocide in the United Kingdom and internationally. And nothing will satiate their bloodlust. 60 million murders a year are not enough. They would go to 70 million, 80 million, 90 million, every single child in a year, the annihilation of the human race. There's just no limit. But so Sarwar is guilty of that one as well. I don't think he's racist in this particular instance. It might be the only time I have to take his side, because Reform United Kingdom, they found a video of the dentist years ago encouraging Pakistanis in the United Kingdom, some British citizens, some not, to get more involved in politics. He's ethnically Pakistani. Now, he's as British as anybody else, as British as me. I completely accept that. His right to be involved in politics, to be First Minister of Scotland, to be Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, whatever. So he's in the Scottish Parliament. So his race should never be used against him. His religion should never be used against him. No prejudice. I know he's bigoted. I'm not. But by the way, because Commonwealth citizens, if they're resident of the United Kingdom, they have voting rights and indeed the right to be elected. You could be Prime Minister of the United Kingdom without being a citizen of it. I know it might seem crazy. But yeah, in 2022, he delivered an oration marking the 75th anniversary of the partition of India, therefore the foundation of Pakistan, in which he said Pakistanis need represented in every mainstream political party in Scotland and across the United Kingdom. Well, close quotation. Arguably, that wasn't even grammatical. And he went on to say, the days where South Asian communities get to lead political parties and get to lead countries is upon us. So end there. I mean, that was true. That was the year that Rishi Sunak became Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And obviously, next door, Republic of Ireland, we had Leo Varadkar as our Taoiseach. That's Prime Minister. Now, Varadkar is an evil, evil, cruel, vicious, paedophobic bastard, monster, villain. Foul, foul specimen of humanity. But the one thing I do not object to him about him is his ethnicity. Okay, the fact that he's Indian on his father's side, it wouldn't care if it's his mother's side, or completely ethnically, he's Irish. I accept that, has the right to be our Taoiseach. The problem with him is not ethnicity or the fact that he was brought up in Hinduism as well as Christianity. I don't care. It's what he does to kids. That's my beef with him. One thing I did appreciate what Sarwar said is he's not saying that Pakistanis should only join his party, but they should be involved in all political parties. And so that was a healthy thing about what he said. But I don't think he was, suggesting that there be favoritism of one party. But it is true that the ethnic minorities were less politically engaged, were less likely to vote, and he has changed that. I mean, surely people should welcome greater political activity. Now he never said that they had to be prioritized. So that's him. His father, notably Muhammad Sarwar, he was the first Mohammedan elected to the Parliament of the United Kingdom when he won Glasgow Govan in 1997, a rock solid Labour seat Labour held for about a century before that. But Sarwar has hit back. He's riposted. Now, his spokesperson said, this is a blatantly racist advert from Reform UK that attempts to question the identity, loyalty and belonging of Anas Sarwar. Anas was born in Scotland, lived it all his life. He's a proud Scot. He's worked in our NHS and campaigned to live for every Scot. Decent people across Scotland will reject Reform's divisive politics. But you know, for once, Labour, who always are false accusing of racialism, they have racialism thrown back at them. I think on this particular occasion, he's not guilty. Anyway, so there's a by-election coming up in Caledonia for Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse, as in the Scottish National Party's politician there. Christina McKelvey died earlier this year. But I mean, I believe she was there depriving people of their human rights and indeed a sworn enemy of children, so she's no loss. But will the SNP hold it? Probably not. Probably Labour will. But that's it. The Liberal Democrats, they said that Reform was selectively edited it. Well, of course, I mean, it is edited because you don't understand the whole thing. And the bit that they thought was important where he came out worst. So, that's it. So Anas Sarwar, he's been leader of Scottish Labour for quite a few years, and he's led them from a very low ebb, and they are recovering. So Labour Party is the party sort of saying there's a psychosis of whiteness, saying this racist mantra about white privilege, sexist mantra about male privilege, and so on. You see the misandry which pervades society. I'm not saying that all men are victims or that men are generally victims, but some men are sometimes. And men have worse outcomes, but somehow that's not a problem. The lower life expectancy, the higher suicide rate, higher unemployment, and increasingly pushed out of the higher paid occupations. Now, that's the fault of individual men in many cases, that their careers can be terminated by a bogus accusation of sexism or flirting or something like that. There's like 95% of the prison population. They get harsher sentences for the same crimes. Boys do worse at school in like 9 out of 10 subjects. And again, that is something to do with the boys themselves. I can accept the males are just less intelligent at certain subjects, or maybe not as hardworking or something like that. But I think that there is something to do with sexism as well. You know, men are something like over 90% of the armed forces. They're more than 90% of those who get killed. And they do the dangerous jobs much more often, like in construction or something like that. They tend to work longer hours. Okay, women do more childcare, but you know, childcare is meant to be enjoyable. People want to have children. Wouldn't you want to spend time with your children rather than doing a job or whatever? So men have got one form of contraception available. Women have got loads. Men have got very little say in their children's lives. They don't even get to save their kids' lives when it comes to it. So this is bad news. The way that the number of men in teaching is falling, at this rate, there'll be no male teachers whatsoever in half a century. Is that a good thing? We also talk about role models. Well, my role model doesn't have to be someone of my sex or my sexual orientation or my color or my ethnicity or my nationality. I know there are plenty of racists out there, but who believe that the role model does have to be that. And I worked in a female-dominated occupation. I've had lots of women as my boss and stuff like that. So I've got no beef about that. I wouldn't care if we never had a man as president in Ireland ever again, or Taoiseach, or you know, political leadership in the United Kingdom. So, you see how, men are so worried about being sports coaches or teachers or whatever, or priests or whatever, that they will be accused of crimes against children. And of course, there are some sick men out there. But, you know, it's women commit crimes against children more often. There's a pandemic of female violence against children, and it's got to be stopped. So anyone who's trying to save kids is accused of being a misogynist, that, men can't even slap their children for the worst offense. Now, I mean, I'm not in favor of smacking. I've never ever done it myself. But a woman can murder that same child and then people take her side and she's held up as a heroine. Wow. And it's Sarwar's party is the one that is inciting this violence against children, pumping out all this hateful rhetoric, all this disinformation and so on. All right. Thanks for watching my channel, and make sure you do what you can to donate to me on Patreon, georgecallahan790gmail.com. And what else? So, subscribe. I don't think he's genocidal against natives, against people generally. He's the kind of equal opportunities, genocidaire. Anything else? Yeah. So do what you can to combat racialism and sexism.